Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven and pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 22nd day of the month of Adar Sheni. Today's call is sponsored in part for a complete and easy refuah shalema for David Dov Ben Tova by Claire Nagel, as well as in memory of Miriam Bas Abraham and Moshe Yosef Ben Abraham. He's also continued to keep in mind a six-year-old girl in Boca, Chayal Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, very much in need of our collective tefillos, as well as Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana and Tinok Ben Nechama Devora. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult circumstances. For the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts, our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to this daily call and introduce Rabbi Judah Kerbel, the Queens Jewish Center in Forest Hills, New York, shared Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Kerbel slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. They'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held hostage. And Rabbi Kerbel will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And as we shared last week, if you have yet to, please go to ou.org/180. Again, the link, ou.org/180. Sign the letter. Everyone in your household, even children of any age, the letter can be signed for them, provided that you have a unique email address. Please, which we're at, I believe, 85,000 the last time I checked, which is a way to go. Please share the link with your network of family and friends, your shul membership. Let's do our part to support our brothers and sisters in Israel. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kerbel.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's a pleasure to be here once again to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel and throughout the world. Last week, we celebrated the holiday of Purim, and most, if not all of us, were struggling somewhat with the question of how do we have the full simcha of Purim, a day that is normally extremely joyous with what is going on in Israel and knowing that our hearts are not completely full at this time. And I was beginning to think that the struggle will carry over a little bit to Pesach, which is coming in just a few weeks. Pesach is a holiday where we have Simchat Yom Tov, the day we're supposed to feel the joy of Yom Tov. Especially this Pesach will be the first regular, will be the first holiday since Mini Atzeret, the first Yom Tov since Mini Atzeret. And on Pesach, we're celebrating our exodus from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. And this coming Pesach, hopefully this will not be the case, but we're preparing for the possibility that there are still Jews in Mitzrayim, Jews who did not make it out of this war, Jews who are still in their Egypt of captivity. So how are we going to balance the joy of Yom Tov, the joy of Pesach, with our current situation? This concern perhaps is as old as Pesach itself. And perhaps the work from the Shoah can guide us a little bit. Son Haggadah of Rabbi Pesach Krom, he tells the story of the Belzer Rebbe, of Aaron Rokeach, who came from Europe to Haifa in the year 1944. Wow. Shoah is at its height, and Baruch Hashem, he managed to escape. He came to Haifa and Eretz Yisrael the year of 1944. And his first Shabbos in Israel was the Parsha of B'Shalach. And Parsha of B'Shalach is when we read Shirat Hayam, the Song of the Sea, the greatest song perhaps of all time that's recorded in the Torah that we say every day. And that Shabbos of B'Shalach, the Rebbe held a tishbar his chassidim, the chassidim that were with him in Haifa, they had a tish together. And he gave a Dvar Torah about Shirat Hayam, and he pointed out the grammatical peculiarity of the words Az Yashir. When we say Az Yashir, Moshe Uvnei Yisrael, Tashir Hazot, that Moshe and Bnei Israel will sing. It's Av Yashir. Yashir is future tense. It should be Shar. It should be they sing in the past. Why is it future tense, Av Yashir? This is a question that many Mefarshim explore. Commentators give various explanations for how it grammatically and chronologically could make sense to have it as Av Yashir instead of Av Shar. But let's suppose for a second that Yashir really does refer to the future, that there was a message there that we will be singing the song in the future. When would we sing Shir HaSayam again? What's the particular moment that this would be taking place? And why would future generations be singing it the way that it was being sung after they crossed the sea? So Rashi quotes a medrash that appears in the Mechilta, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, and many medrashim, that says, Mikan Ramez L'Tchiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. From here, we have a hint to the resurrection of the dead that is mentioned in the Torah. There's a hint in the Torah to the eventual resurrection of the dead. First of all, what does Shirat Hayam, what does the Song of the Sea have anything to do with the resurrection of the dead? And the Belzer Rebbe asks specifically, why are we looking to the future when we were just redeemed right now? We just had this momentous occasion where we completely outran our enemies with Hashem's help, and it should be a moment of euphoria. So why aren't we celebrating in the present and thinking about the future? And he gives a very profound answer. He says that there are many Jews who didn't make it across the sea. There are Jews who perished on the way, not in the sea per se, but the Mechilta says that when the Torah says Chamushim Alu Min Ha'aretz, so the way to understand that is only a fifth of the Jews, only a fifth of Bnei Israel left Egypt. But there were four fifths that died during the plague of Choshech, during the plague of darkness. They were not redeemed. And those who crossed the sea certainly had family and friends who died, who did not make it to redemption. And Moshe understood in that moment, can there be full gratitude when there's this mixed joy? There's this sadness that most of Bnei Israel are reeling in from the fact that not all of their friends and relatives made it to this moment. And so Moshe says, don't worry. You will be reunited with them, and you will sing with them. Av Yashir Moshe uvnei Israel tashir hazot. You will sing the song at Tchiyas HaMeitim, at the resurrection that will take place, God willing, very soon. Everybody will be reunited, and everyone together will sing the song, all of Bnei Israel. And the Belzer Rebbe said at that moment that many of our loved ones have died in the Shoah and the Holocaust, and it's still going on. And how can we have a tish? How can we sing? How can we even reach Yirat Hayam in this moment when we know what's going on back at home? But his word of comfort to his chassidim was that we can still sing right now because eventually we will be reunited. And we will sing together with them, all together, even the ones who are not here right now. And as this war has been taking place since October 7th, there are things to be grateful for. There are reasons to sing. But as we will be singing at our Siddurim, we also don't want to forget those who are still in Mitzrayim. And again, hopefully there will be none of them still in captivity by Pesach. But in the possibility that there is, we don't want to forget about them. And we don't want to forget about those who we did lose along the way. Those who died in battle, those who died on October 7th. But what could give us a measure of comfort is that we can still sing at our Siddurim. We can still say Hallel on Pesach. We can say the Hallel HaGadol, Psalm 136 that's sung at our Siddurim. We can reach Yirat Hayam on the seventh day of Pesach because Av Yashir, embedded in the story of singing at the splitting of the sea, is that we will sing together with everyone at Tchiyas HaMeitim, at the eventual resurrection of the dead. Continue now with Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Kaf, Psalm 20. Yam Nasteyach Mizmor LeDavid, Yam Chadona B'Yom Tzara, Yisagef Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Hashecha Mikodesh, Umitiyon Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotecha, Yolatecha Yedash Nesela, Yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chol asatecha yemalei. Neranina b'shuatecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yemalei Adonai kol mishalotecha.
ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו בני תודעת. אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ויום קורנו.
Psalm 23, Tehillim Kaf Gimel.
Mor ledavid, Adonai ro'i ha'wechbar, vino deshe yarbiteni, Amen and God in our lane. Nafshi yishovev yancheni v'matni tzedek v'man shema. Kan kilech b'geit v'mavet, lo yirarak yata yimadi. Shitecha nishantecha hei mayenach amuni. Haroch v'fanai shulchan neged sororai. Yishan tov Hashem en roshi kosi rivaya. אך פרווה חסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
Tehillim Kufkap Aleph, Psalm 121.
שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן עמוד רגלך, אל ינום שמרך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, ומאג יפאב, אדוני שמרך, אדוני צלך יד ימינך, יום ממש אנש לא יתקע, וירח בעלי זאת, אדוני ישמורך מקורה, ישמור נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
Tehillim Kuflamin, Psalm 130.
ירמה לו בממקים קראתיך אדוני, אדוני שימה וקולי, תפיינה וזכה קשובו לכל פחנוני, אם אבנות תשמוריה אדוני מי יעמוד, ינפה הסליחה למען תיברד. יביתי אדוני כבת הנפשי, ולברוך הופלתי. נפשי לאדוני, בשמרים לבוקר, שמרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד ורבה עמו פדות, והוא יסתר ישראל מכל עוונותיו.
Tehillim Kufman Beis, Psalm 142.
Maskil David Bishatov Amara Tefilah. Holy El Adonai Ezak. Holy El Adonai Espanam. Neshvach Lepanav Sisi. Sarati Lepanav Agid. Bitatef Alai Ruchi. Batayadat Anativati. ואורך לא הלך תמנוף אחליף. הבית אמין וראה ואין לי מכיר, אבל בנות ממני אין דורש לנפשי. לאנתי אלף אדוני, אמרתי את המחי, הרוקי בארץ החיים. אקשיב על רינתי כי תלותי מאוד, הצילי מרופאי כי ימצו ממני. הוציאה ממזכר נפשי, להודות את שמך, ויחתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצר והשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאה מצר על ירפפה, ומאחלה לרב משילות בגולה, אשפה בגולה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
שברך for the Israel Defense Forces, משברך לחיילי צה"ל.
שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמרתנו ואלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ואביב המצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, וכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הפעמים עלינו נתקפים בניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וסוכה מכל נגע מחלה. ישלח ברכה וצפה בכל מעשיהם. Yan Berson Ainu Tafta Ham, Yachem Bechetishua Bacherni Safon, Lukuyamah Makatu, Kiadonaya Loisam Halatimatam, Dihilasam Lasan Imo Eresam, Lashia Esam in Amar Amen. Shabarak Lashvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Shabarak Avotainu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Uyivarech Ishmar Binsar Nedrei Saganah Bisrael Shuyav, that Kol Achenu Hanetunim Batsarav Shivya, Bavur Shim Palim Baviram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imalei Rachamim Aleihem, Yosiyem Es Choshech Esamal, Bet Umosor Dehem Inateg, Mitzukot Dehem Yoshiyem, Vishivem Mehera Lecheg, Mishpechot Dehem, Yodu Lord Imei Chastov, Mitzvotav Vifnei Adam, Vikuyam Bahem Mikra Shekatsu, Uptiye Adonai Shuvun, Uvat Yonder Enav, Simchat Olam Arosham, Satan Simchat Yasigu, Venas Yagon Benachav, Namar Amen. Shabarach for Kolim, Mishbarach for those who are ill. Shabarach Avotein, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe and David Shlomo, Vivarech Repair Tachalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imalei Rachamim Aleihem, Vamachlachimam Rabotam, Vachikam Hachiotam, Yishlach Lohem Mehera Refuah Shema Min HaShemayim, Lirmach Abihem, Vagdehem, Vitoch Trafo Yisrael, Forza Nefesh, Kvota Guf, Ashra Bagalad Izman Karib, Vinamar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kerval. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in years to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share moments of tefillah, of prayer together. Again, I'm going to keep reiterating it. If you have yet to, please go to ou.org/180. Again, ou.org/180. Please share it widely within your network, the family, friends, and all. Help us please reach 180,000 letters, please be able to. Bring each paper, every letter, mamish, will be printed and brought to the White House on Wednesday. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.